Hello, hello, beloveds. This is Chakra Wanda, the host of Spiritual Life Garden, your international angelic spiritual encourager, ordained angelic minister. It is now a little after 10 on Thursday, October 24th, and I just had to come on and express before the night, before I retired for the evening. I left a gift for you on the previous broadcast, and I share with you the healing power of speaking, of listening, and being heard. So I pray that you go and take some time to take that in for yourself and at least share it out to others who you think might benefit from hearing that message. I'm going to be short, quick, and sweet. You know, as we move into our dream time, for some across the country, over in California, I know you guys are 3 hours behind me. But for whatever time that you, and day and season that you experience this recording, it could be 30 days from now, it could be 3 years from now. I want you to just kind of allow yourself to receive. Just take in each word, sound of my voice, and allow it to just sink within your soul. So the title, and I'm doing another dual broadcast here on the Periscope platform and also the Anchor platform, and for everywhere else that it gets distributed. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you again. And I appreciate your emails at chakrawanda@gmail.com. And I appreciate your comments. I appreciate, you know, likes and shares. I absolutely love to speak. And I'm allowing myself to do that more and more. I'm allowing myself to go back to my writing. I'm allowing myself to, do what really keeps me in a healing space. And that is to share what I hear from spirit, share the vibrations of the still small voice that flows through my heart. The topic: 3 ways to stay encouraged. 3 ways to stay encouraged. First of all, when we wake up into our day and then you start to turn on the world around you, there is absolutely an overwhelming amount of energy and information and so much that's going on in this world. There are some things that, oh my gosh, with all of the mobile devices and ways that information can come to us without even looking for it, it will hunt you down. There are atrocities going on, things that you can't even fathom, to just innocent people, children, politics, crime. Didn't mean to bring it down, but it's just so much that I can't even fathom. And it can make you be discouraged. It can make you not want to participate in this idea of life, you know? There were times, you know, in my earlier years of my early 20s, where I remember, now that I'm on the other side of that, vividly feeling depressed. Yeah, what did I have to be depressed about? Well, you know, I was a young 20s, working, trying to make ends meet. You get thrown into the world. Yes, the idea is that you must take care of yourself. Things become overwhelming. Your own emotions, how you feel about yourself, how you feel about connections with people, how you feel about everything, you know? And then, until you become aware of how sensitive and beautiful that you are, as energetic beings, I mean, it can be overwhelming. And the feeling that I had when I was at that stage of life, because I've experienced the ups and downs of sadness and depression over the years. A lot of people, you know, don't even talk about how they feel, you know, and I don't want to discount those who have clinical diagnosed depression. And if you're in that category, continue or do pursue professional assistance with that. What I'm speaking of here is just everyday individual life and challenges that go on, and how we feel about what's happening within us and around our lives. And so for me, how when I would feel depressed, it felt like I was in a well, a deep well, you know, like a water well. And it just took a lot to climb up out of it. I mean, it felt like the walls were made of stones that were slippery, and it's hard. You see the light up above. You see, you know, a rope that's there. You just can't seem to get to it, but you do crawl out of it during the day while you go to work, and then you crawl back in it at night or on the weekends. I remember sometimes, you know, this is when I was, before I had kids, I would work Monday to Friday. I dreaded coming home because I would be by myself so much. And, you know, I would stay hibernated in my bedroom until it was time to go to work on Monday. I remember that so vividly. Wow. There was a time in 2005, though, this is after I started having, you know, I had my first kids. My first child I had in 1988, and then the second one in 1994. But in 2005, I recall, I started writing. Was it 2005 or 2002? Yeah, 2005. I think I have some writing going back to 2002. I started writing, and I wrote a series of poems, the traditional sacred beautiful Bible was my foundation, my main foundation. Since then, I've done many studies of different religions and spirituality and metaphysics, and I have an extensive library. But my writing at the time, that was my only foundation. And I wrote a series of poems under the category of, the idea was to encourage myself. So I call the series of writings Encourage My Soul. I want to share one of those writings with you in closing. But three ways to stay encouraged. Number one is to have compassion for yourself. You know, I adopted the practice of having compassion for myself only in the last few years. Within the last 5 years. Having compassion for me meant being my best loving companion and friend to myself, having patience with myself, having forgiveness for being short or pushing myself so hard, giving myself breaks, building in more self-care time, giving myself more time, you know, thinking ahead of time about how much time I would need to prepare to do projects or whatever I committed to in my day and my life, no longer compromising, you know, in connections and relationships of the heart or even family relationships. No more, even in my business, I have a 0% compromise. In other words, I don't do any work with anyone where I feel some kind of energy that will take me off balance. I thank God I have my own businesses there. I can make a choice of whether I want to be in connection or in interaction with anyone. Compassion and patience with myself. You know how we get. Sometimes we can tend to push ourselves, working and working and working and overanalyzing and not taking any time and being concerned so much about survival and not enough of that. Compassion, patience, forgiveness. And then the second way to stay encouraged is to simply move forward, not backwards. Move forward, not backwards. Using that compassion and loving kindness for yourself. Get up. Get up. Reflect on the prayers that you've prayed that have been answered before. This too shall pass. You're doing the best you know how, and it will get better. Move forward. And then the third way to stay encouraged is to keep saying yes. Say yes to what, Chakra? Say yes to your life. Say yes. I say yes to my living. I say yes to the way that I feel good about communicating and expressing and being creative. I say yes because guess what? I say yes now. Tomorrow's not promised. Will I get a chance to say yes? Did I say yes before I'm called across the veil? Was my last few moments of being here as Chakra Wanda, what was on my mind and what was on my heart? I do not want to have regret. Say yes. You know, it's important that we say yes and say yes to your life. Say yes to your life. Say yes to having joy. Say yes to having peace. Say yes to a different environment. Say yes to a different way of thinking. How many times will we go back and put on the old no? The old pain. The old frustrations. Say yes. I have chosen an attitude about my yes. I tell my children, with your lives, the gift of the life that you've been given, you have to have a daggone attitude. An attitude with yourself. Yes, I'm going to live. And yes, I'm going to have magnificence in my living. And yes, I am going to be able to tell a story. Looking back, and I'm going to have smiles from it, and I am going to create memories that are vivid. I'm going to say yes. I have an attitude about my living. Have an attitude about your life. Compassion, patience, forgiveness. forgiveness, moving forward, saying yes, no regrets. One of the poems in the collection of Encourage My Soul is entitled Encourage My Soul. So I close out with this writing I did that flowed through me back in 2005. It says, Encourage my soul. Each moment I wake, I answer the call from my Father today. Encourage my soul, embracing my faith. I stand on God's word, a choice I must make. Encourage my soul, no challenge too hard. Turned it over to Him, all fear disregard. Encourage my soul, today I reach out. Beyond my concerns, beyond my self-doubt. Encourage my soul, let your spirit rejoice. Give your will to the Father, let it be your first choice. And this was written in 2005. And I have a foundational scripture on this one. It says, 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Look that up. I'm sure that you will receive the meaning from that verse as it relates to the way that this poem came together and how with divine synchronicity this message happened to reach you. No matter when it reaches you, reach out at chakrawanda@gmail.com and let me know that this message was for you. Make a comment, like, share, follow, or subscribe wherever this message reaches you. Blessings to each and every one of you. Until next time, I appreciate you allowing me into your life through these airways, through the live streams, the radio, and the podcasts. Blessings to you.